धवा कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। यशोद नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना। यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी। जय गिरिवर धारी। यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना। यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना। यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे। जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे। तगुर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल।
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिभजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदसी श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासदि गौरभक्त वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्रील प्रभुपाद अनुगा की समवेत भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నహిష్టికి. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 12 టెక్స్ట్ 2 రైట్ టెక్స్ట్ 2. తస్య జన్మ మహాబుద్ధిః కర్మాణి చ మహాత్మనః నిధనం చ యతైవాసీత్ సప్రేత్య గతవాన్ యథా. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. తస్య జన్మ మహాబుద్ధిః కర్మాణి చ మహాత్మనః నిధనం చ యతైవాసీత్ సప్రేత్యగతవాన్ యథా. తస్య జన్మ మహాబుద్ధిః కర్మాణి చ మహాత్మనః నిధనం చ యతైవాసీత్ సప్రేత్యగతవాన్ యథా. తస్య జన్మ మహాబుద్ధిః కర్మాణి చ మహాత్మనః నిధనం చ యతైవాసీత్ సప్రేత్యగతవాన్ యథా. Tasya, his of Maharaja Parikshit, Janma, birth, Mahabuddhih, of great intelligence, Karmani, activities, Cha, also, Mahatmanah, of the great devotee, Nidhanam, demise, Cha, also, Yatha, as it was, Eva, of course, Asit, happened, Saha, he, Pretya, destination, after death, Gatavan, achieved, Yatha, as it were. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation: how was the great emperor Parikshit, who was a highly intelligent and great devotee, born in that womb? How did his death take place? What did he achieve after his death? Purport: the king of Hastinapura, now Delhi, used to be the emperor of the world, at least till the time of the son of emperor Parikshit. Maharaja Parikshit was saved by the Lord in the womb of his mother, so he could certainly be saved from an untimely death due to the ill will of the son of a Brahmana. Because the age of Kali began to act just after the assumption of power by Maharaja Parikshit, the first sign of misgivings were exhibited in the cursing of such a greatly intelligent and devoted king as Maharaja Parikshit.
The king is the protector of the helpless citizens, and their welfare, peace and prosperity depend on him. Unfortunately, by the instigation of the fallen age of Kali, an unfortunate Brahmana's son was employed to condemn the innocent Maharaja Parikshit, and so the king had to prepare himself for death within 7 days. Maharaj Parikshit is especially famous as one who is protected by Vishnu. And when he was unduly cursed by a Brahmana's son, he could have invoked the mercy of the Lord to save him, but he did not want to because he was a pure devotee. A pure devotee never asks the Lord for any undue favor. Maharaj Parikshit knew that the curse of the Brahmana's son upon him was unjustified, as everyone else knew, but he did not want to counteract it because he knew also that the age of Kali had begun and that the first symptom of the age, especially, namely, degradation of the highly talented Brahmana community, has also begun. He did not want to interfere with the current of the time, but he prepared himself to meet death very cheerfully and very properly. Being fortunate, he got at least 7 days to prepare himself to meet death. And so he properly utilized the time in the association of Shukadeva Goswami, the great saint and devotee of the Lord. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Rama Ram, Hare Hare. Nama Om Shri Guraya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swami Jaya Nama Chari Bhavani Kari Bhutale Nama Kari Bhutale Nama. We are beginning a new chapter called Birth of Emperor Parikshit. And previously, the chapter ended with Entrance of Krishna in Dwaraka. This chapter is a question by the ever-inquisitive Parikshit Maharaj, I'm sorry, this question is, I think, Suta Goswami and Shaunagarishi, questioning about how Parikshit Maharaj had this amazing life in the womb, wherein he was supposed to be destroyed by Ashwatthama's Brahmastra. And the Lord enacted an amazing pastime of entering the womb of Parikshit's mother, Uttara, because she called out to Krishna, asking him to come and save the last descendant of the Pandavas in her womb. And it's a very powerful prayer. Devadeva Mahayogin Rakshamam, she's saying, please save my son. And Krishna heeds to the prayer of his wonderful devotee, and he comes and absorbs the Brahmastra and saves Parikshit, who's in the womb. And this amazing story tells you that Parikshit, he took darshan of the Lord in the womb. There are lots of womb stories in the Bhagavatam, actually. There are quite a few stories. We just heard Prahlad Maharaj learnt in the womb. Then you'll hear, who's that? Indra getting into the womb of Aditi and destroying the Maruts, right? He cut them into seven, 49, right? He tried to destroy, he didn't. They became 49. In fact, he multiplied them. So it's quite a few womb stories around. And here we see another inquiry, how Krishna acted. So Krishna can enter any domain, anywhere, because of course he is unaffected by anything material, even in the womb of his devotee, and protect. But the interesting thing Prabhupada is saying, although this question is generally a general question, and Shukadeva Goswami or Suta Goswami are going to relate what's necessary. How did his death take place and what did he achieve after his death? How did his death take place? Very interesting, because he was cursed to die. And he, Prabhupada is commenting, he got saved by Krishna in the womb from Ashwatthama's Brahmastra. Why wouldn't he get saved by the curse of the Brahmana? Right? But how long will we get saved by death? The question is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so many instances. People get some good time, they get saved. Ah, I made it this time. But it's not going to be forever, generally speaking. Someday we die. Or someday we stop fighting death. We just take it. Because everybody has to die. Parikshit, in a similar type of a philosophical assumption, he didn't fight the curse of the Brahmana's son, Sringi. He didn't fight it. And it acted on him. It actually acted on him. It's not that it's Krishna's devotee and therefore the curse of the Brahmana didn't take place. Although the curse of the Brahmana was unwarranted, who was not proper, and although Parikshit was a pure devotee of the Lord, very exalted soul, it acted still. That's the amazing thing. And greater amazement is Parikshit accepted it. He didn't fight it. He didn't fight it. Many times devotees ask many questions. All these are answered here in this pastime of Parikshit. Why this is happening to me? I am a devotee. I chant Hare Krishna, etc. And Parikshit didn't ask any such questions. Why it's happening to me? He didn't ask that question. I actually saw Krishna in the womb. I'm a great guy. Why is it happening to me? Parikshit was so exalted that he just took it. It must be Krishna's plan. Let's wait and see. Something is going to happen. Something great is going to happen. That very good mental disposition that Parikshit had is what we should learn. When seemingly uncomfortable things and distasteful things or sorrowful things happen to us, we generally would react immediately and our faith is tested. But a seasoned devotee, he simply accepts Krishna's plan. He just melts into Krishna's plan. That is because, not because he's a pure devotee, so therefore he can do it. People just jump into this platform. He's a pure devotee, he can do it. No, it's been cultured. Although he's a pure devotee, it's been cultured. It's not that Prabhupada is a pure devotee, so therefore he could sustain 2 heart attacks on the ship. I don't think that's right. Because throughout his life, Prabhupada went through many such difficulties. And moment to moment, he was Krishna conscious and surrendered to the plan of Krishna. Right? In the life of Prabhupada, you'll see many things that happen to him happens to everybody else. But what's the unique quality is that everything he went through by depending on Krishna. And that's why what is highlighted in his life is his dependence on Krishna and his devotional service. But if you didn't depend on Krishna and react to everything that happened, your life will become filled with highlighting those events and how you fought them and everything. That will become prominent. But the way a devotee deals with it, he just plays it low. He plays all these things low by increasing his dependence on Krishna. This is very amazing mental disposition. Depending on Krishna. Machitta sarvadurgani matprasada tarishasi atachetva ahankaran asroshyasi vinangshasi. Krishna nicely warned Arjuna too. I may be known to you. I may be a good friend. I have also declared that Sukhrutam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shanti mrichati. That's like you just read. I am the well-wisher of everybody. The last shloka in the Bhagavad Gita we read. All that is true. But if you don't depend on me, for every challenge that comes in front of you, Machitta sarvadurgani, and cross over it by my mercy, mat prasadat tarishasi. Instead you act out of your ahankara, which is naturally the tendency of people to act. Nasroshyasi, without listening to me, Vinangshyasi, you'll again be lost. All these Bhagavad Gita will go to waste. What I've spoken to you. Right? So, Chetasa Sarvakarmani Mai Sanyasya Matparaha Buddhiyogam Upashitaha Machitta Satatam Bhava. That is the instruction given by Krishna. And he doesn't stop with that. He immediately says, Chetasa Sarvakarmani, in all that you do, keep me in your consciousness. Mai Sanyasa, completely offer everything to me and remain surrendered. Matparaha, Prabhupada talks about a Matparaha devotee. Buddhiyogam Upashitaya, take shelter of devotional service. Machitta satatam bhava, remain always in consciousness of me. These are very powerful instructions, and you can see Parikshit doing it. He didn't react. He can actually taken a whole army and fought against that Brahmana and his all his descendants, and he could have contracted many things. He was a powerful king. But in his very Krishna conscious moment, he thought, I won't do that. Because something about this seems different. It was the onset of Kali. And people normally would not behave like that. Especially in Parikshit's kingdom. It was odd. It was very different for a young Brahmana to curse the emperor of the whole world. And nobody normally did that in those times. They were very cultured. They didn't do it. The fact that such a thing happened put Parikshit on attention. Why? It does not normally happen. Therefore, I don't react to this. He became very thoughtful. He actually became thoughtful. Why? Because he recognized this must be Krishna's plan. There's something about it that smells it's Krishna's plan from his own understanding and from his own experience. So many times we see things happening to us that may not normally happen. So many times devotees think, why this is happening to me? And sometimes people say, this because you're a devotee, it's happening to you. It's because you're a devotee, it's happening to you. Not because that you're a devotee, it should not happen to you. It's actually strange things happening to you because you're a devotee. It means that Krishna is taking attention. It means that Krishna is focusing on you. That is how Parikshit understood it. And that's how the Avanti Brahmana also understood it. He said, Noonam me, definitely the Lord is pleased with me. Noonam me Bhagavan Tushtaha. In great suffering, he's saying, Noonam me Bhagavan Tushtaha Sarvadeva Mayohari. Definitely the Lord is pleased with me. Yenanito Dasham Yetam. Because he has brought me into this great suffering. This is an amazing conclusion. To conclude that the suffering is because the Lord is pleased with me. This is a great conclusion. It's very difficult for people to do it. Kunti Devi did it. We can see Parikshit somewhat concluding like that. And this Avanti Brahmana whom Krishna quoted to Uddhava did it. Yeninito dasham etam nirvedas chatmanah plava. Because he wants me to climb onto the boat of detachment and sail off from this world. So I am sure that the Lord is very pleased with me. Taking it in the same breath. In the same vein, Parikshit Maharaj, he knew something is up. Krishna is giving me a message. He put his crown down. He renounced everything. His kingdom, his treasury, his relatives. Yo dushajan dharasutan sukhridrajyam hridispishah. Juhau yuvaiva malavat uttama shloka lalasa. He gave up. Sutan, Dara, his wife, everything he gave, and he said, now let's get to the bottom of this. And he went to the bank of the Ganges. And by Krishna's arrangement, everything happened. Shukadeva Goswami appeared there. He asked questions of Shukadeva Goswami, and Shukadeva Goswami spoke amazing instructions to him. And then after the 7 days were over, it's mentioned that Shukadeva Goswami got up and he left, telling Parikshit, Pashu Buddhim Imam Jahi, O King, give up this animalistic mentality of thinking that you're going to die. The thought that I am going to die is an animalistic mentality, he concluded. Give up this mentality of thinking you're going to die. You see? And he left. And some Puranic stories, there is an explanation saying that Parikshit after that hid himself in the ocean inside this thing and tried to escape and all that. But the Bhagavatam doesn't say anything like that. I don't know whether it is in the Puranas, but you see it commonly spoken in South India, that he tried to hide in the sea, in the water, and hid inside some of this thing, and a worm came out and became snake and then still got him and all that. That you cannot beat karma, what you're supposed to get. But actually, nothing like that is mentioned. 12th canto describes that Parikshit Maharaj was cheerful. It's mentioned that cheerfully and very properly he met death, Prabhupada is saying. He was so happy after hearing Sukadeva Goswami. And he was so realized and completely in Krishna consciousness that simply by that fact, it's mentioned he had already left the body. He was no more in the bodily concept of life. He died prematurely even before his actual death could come to him. His physical death came to him and it didn't bother him. In fact, he didn't even get affected by it. Takshaka came and then he assumed his form and bit him, and then he went up in flames and then his body left, and all that is external. But it's mentioned Parikshit left his body even before Takshaka bit him. In other words, that his consciousness was so high, he was not at all in the bodily concept of life, and he was completely absorbed in Krishna. Anything could happen to his body, it didn't actually affect him. It didn't actually affect him. In this way, he surpassed death. This is what a pure devotee would actually do by his meditation on Krishna. So that's what here the question is. How did his death take place and what did he achieve after his death? He achieved Krishna after hearing Sukadeva Goswami wrapped in attention for 7 days and nights. It's mentioned that no food or drink. He didn't feel it necessary. He's already in such an exalted state that he doesn't need to eat and drink. He can be absorbed in Krishna. So this is the right time to pass away. He just passed away. He overcame death. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, when the Vaikuntha airship came to take him, death reared its ugly head. What about me? And it's mentioned Dhruva Maharaj stepped over his head and got into the airship and left to Vaikuntha with no word. This is my service to you. I can leave my lotus foot imprint on your head. And death became very happy with that, it's mentioned. He became very pleased with having Dhruva Maharaj's lotus feet on his head. He was satisfied. What about me? Yeah, what about I'm supposed to play a role and you just bypassed me. What about me? Here it is. I bless you. And he stepped over and went. This is the nature of devotees. This is how they overcame death. They're insignificant. Nothing to be concerned about. Especially if you're absorbed in Krishna. Then what is death? So, we can learn that in this world, things will happen. Things of the world go on. It's not that because you're a devotee, some special concession will be given to you materially. No. It is just that it gets translated so nicely into a great benefit for you. And you should see that. Learning to see that and moving along with those plans of the Lord is the success. So that's very difficult to do normally for conditioned souls. That's why these passages are mentioned here, so that we can get inspiration. Inspiration on how to be successfully responding to material nature's activities, and within those activities, how we can seek our own great welfare, which is Krishna consciousness. That's an art. That's why Krishna says, Yoga Karma Kaushalam. Yoga means the art of performing work in such a way nothing sticks to you. You can navigate very wonderfully. Padma Patram Ivam Bhasa. Krishna describes that. Just like a drop of water on a lotus leaf. So a yogi knows how to navigate through many things that happen to him. He doesn't respond in a way that will agitate it further. Rather, he takes it like they do jiu-jitsu. You work on the movements of your opponent and work on the momentum of the opponent. He charges at you, you just use it and bundle him up. Something like that. I heard that briefly. So something like that, a devotee learns how to take the force of material happenings on him and convert it to his benefit in Krishna consciousness. That's why it's called Yoga Karma Kaushalam. And you can see Parikshit doing it here. At some point of time, yes, and Prabhupada did that. At some point of time, he was going and wondering what's happening at home with his wife and his job and his business and everything. At one point of time, he got a very clear indication, I got to move with the plan of the Lord. He just left. Everything was very nicely done for him. His wife became an accelerating force when she, you know, sold his manuscripts and ate tea and biscuits, drank tea and biscuits, which nobody did at that time. And then the same thing happened to Ramanuja. Ramanuja's life. He got married, and he got married to this completely ritualistic, smartha-like lady who was And when Kanchipurna was invited home, he had invited, and she, he happened to come when Ramanuja was not there at home. And she saw him and said, yes, he was waiting for you. You know, we are supposed to feed you. So what she did, she didn't call him inside home because he was outcast. He was of a lower caste. So in the veranda outside, she cleaned the place and she said, sit down to eat. So he just sat down without even calling a guest. Such a great Vaishnava. He's his guru. She just said, made him sit outside and put the leaf and gave him eat. Then after he ate, he knew everything. Right? He simply wanted to honor Ramanuja's request that you please visit my house and take prasadam. But this lady treated him like, didn't call him inside the house. Oh, he's a low caste. Eat outside. And then after he went, she sprinkled water, turmeric, that, this, chanted shloka and cleaned the place. Oh, Shudra. And all that. And she came with her nice dress and everything and then started doing a ritualistic. When Ramanuja came, then he saw all these things. Then he said, what did you do? I said, I gave him prasadam. Whatever we cooked, we gave him outside. And I cleaned off the place. When she said that, he became so furious. You cleaned the place. I should be licking that place, actually. I should lick every bit of remnant. And you stupid lady, you're telling me you cleaned the place. He just walked out of his house. It was the third time it was happening. He just walked out and never came back. He went looking for Kanchipurna, it's mentioned. Never came back to the lady. So an impetus, that sorrowful situation, that, you know, ugly situation. Ramana said, it's time to leave. I'm getting a very strong message. You see, that is why intelligent wives keep their devotee husbands very carefully so that they may not take sannyas and go away. Especially if he's good. Then they make sure that everything is fine for you. I'm supporting your Krishna consciousness. I should make you feel that I'm indispensable in your life in terms of serving. But this lady did not know that, Ramanuja's wife. She was a nice Sri Vaishnavi, but she didn't get the point. So sometimes these things are very useful if you can see it. But the conditioned soul sticks on, somehow adjusts himself and sticks into that. And life is the same, struggling again in Krishna consciousness. So this applies to anybody's life. Like Parikshit Maharaj took a decision, that's it. Enough. I can hear Krishna's message louder than what anybody else is telling me. And he took it up. So we constantly keep getting these loud messages from Krishna, especially if you feel you have surrendered to Krishna and you become a full-time servant of his. He dins you with his message constantly. And we shouldn't settle down in any situation. Constantly hear this. This is how Prabhupada's life was. You can see if you read the Leelamrita, boom, from one place to the other, keep moving. Whatever, he had a stroke, doesn't matter, he did this, he just kept moving. He strongly heard Krishna's message. Now move, preach in San Francisco. Now move from there to Montreal. And then in Montreal, he's thinking how to go to London. He's been planning that for 2 months. In Montreal, he's speaking to, you know, and people are wondering, just now he started things here, why is he moving up? He's got a whole thing going. From here, he goes to London, starts things there and puts people in charge, moves, sets up this, sets up that, everything. He knows the call. So, the call of Krishna is not only for Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, it's for everybody. Some people hear it and act on it, like Parikshit, like the Avanti Brahmana and Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The call is always there for everybody. Some people who act on it, they get the success. Some people who don't, with 101 excuses that they have, because of this, they can continue in their normal life. So here is a very wonderful example of how we should hear the call of Krishna. He is tailor-made for every devotee a solution. It's not the same for everybody. And he's calling out and giving. And instead of seeing it in the wrong way, if you can see that as a beneficial activity for your promotion in Krishna consciousness, then I think we will go in leaps and bounds in our spiritual life. And I think that's one of the strong lessons that we can take from here. Om Tat Sat, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Any questions or comments? As per the order of His Grace Murari Gupta Prabhu, although I'm not scheduled to give class today, under His request, I venture to speak a few ignorant messages. Yes?
You mentioned how the devotees take all the reverses and change them nicely. So, as devotees, should we be very wary if things are progressing nicely? Should we hope for some disturbance in our home, in our health, or in our life?
No. No, we don't become junkies for disturbance. Where is my fix? Where is my fix? My next misery fix? No. Prabhupada explains also in the Bhagavatam purports that even he says if a devotee earns big money and lives opulently, that is also the blessing of Krishna. The fact is he doesn't forget Krishna and he continues to render devotional service. That same devotee, if he is going through a reversal and he suffers, he will still be Krishna conscious. Right? So the point is that we are Krishna conscious, then these reversals don't matter. And sometimes for a person, he needs a little boot in the butt. So it's required and Krishna arranges it. Right? So that time he can see it if he's intelligent enough. Yeah, this is my weakness and Krishna is squeezing it and giving it to me. I'll take that. That's why I said it's tailor-made. It's not the same. Some people are pretty good, well-off and able to stably do their Krishna conscious activity and they are materially also good. But still some of them feel a little dissatisfied. I want to do something beyond this. And they also get what they need. If they want to settle down, you know, that's Krishna's plan, fine. But all the time, I think the real thing we should look into it, generally speaking, people have miserable situations in order to galvanize them in Krishna consciousness. That's mentioned in the Bhagavatam also. Tatte anukampam susumi kshamanaha. A devotee takes it up with kshama and all that. He takes advantage of it. Generally speaking. But there are exceptions also. There are exceptions of people who, you know, in a sophisticated way, go through Krishna consciousness happily and pass away nicely. That's Krishna's plan for them. It's not stereotyped. It's not stereotyped. He is, you know, full of variety. Some people, and Bhishma had to pass away on the bed of arrows, but Krishna came and gave him darshan there. But the point is that he was completely Krishna conscious and Krishna came and stood in front of him so that he may meditate on him. So amazing varieties of, you know, recipe of misery and happiness and this and that, everything. It's not stereotyped. That's why I said it's tailor-made for each, according to each person's consciousness, what he needs, where is his level of consciousness. Krishna knows best. So we don't have to become junkies for misery. We can, play with whatever Krishna has given us. Any other comment or question? Om Tat Sat, Hare Krishna, 5 minutes before. Thank you. Hari Bol, Granth Raj, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki.